The Murray-Darling River system is home to 16 internationally significant wetlands, 35 endangered species, and 120 different species of water birds. It's Australia's largest and most complex river system. Over a decade ago, a $13 billion plan to restore the infrastructure and environment of the system was put in place. Minister of the Environment and Water, Tania Plibersek, says the Murray-Darling Basin Plan will not be completed on time.
Yesterday I received from the Murray-Darling Basin Authority a copy of a report that they released this morning, which confirmed what I have feared for some time. It's not possible to deliver the Murray-Darling Basin Plan in the legislated timeframes. That's extremely disappointing and extremely concerning.
According to the report, the plan is on track to return to the environment 750 gigalitres less than the overall target of 3,200 gigalitres. However, Minister Plibersek is optimistic, confident the Murray-Darling Basin Plan will be delivered in full.
This failure, this decade of deliberate sabotage, will have disastrous consequences. Now, we know we're going into another dry period. We have to take this opportunity to fully deliver on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. We have been left a mess. We have been left a failure after these years of deliberate go slow and undermining of the plan. But nevertheless, I am absolutely determined that we will deliver on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan in full. That means working with the states and territories to make sure that all of the elements of the plan are delivered.
The Murray Basin Plan was agreed between the federal and state governments and was signed into law in November 2012 under the Commonwealth Water Act 2007. The purpose of the plan was clear: to limit the amount of water taken out of the basin to improve freshwater ecosystems while still supporting the agriculture industry. Under the plan, 3,200 billion litres would be returned to rivers. That's 14% of total surface water in the basin. As an El Niño weather event looms over Australia, experts say the consequences of not meeting those targets could be devastating. Jackie Mumford is from the Nature Conservation Council.
We're staring down the barrel of another really dry spell, and the environmental water committed under the plan could be the lifeline that the system needs to survive. We absolutely need to return environmental water to the system, especially in the face of the worsening impacts of climate change and the oncoming El Niño.
In March this year, locals in the western New South Wales town of Menindee were forced to clean up more than a million dead fish from the Darling River. Jamie Pittock from the Australian National University says the consequences of not implementing the plan fully could be disastrous.
The ramifications of not meeting those targets are dreadful for the environment and for people. And so we've seen twice now in recent years massive fish kills on the Barker-Darling River because there's too little environmental water. We've seen many rural towns without drinking water that's fit for people's health. These are the cascading consequences of not properly implementing the Basin Plan.
Ayman Baghdadi, SBS News.